Certainly appreciate the presence of each and every one here this morning as we have now entered into another new year. You see, 2022 is now officially hindsight, and 2023 has now begun. And as David mentioned earlier, there is no greater way to begin a new year than by engaging in a worship to the Lord our God. And although we may not know what 2023 may have in store for us, there are, however, some things in which we all should seek to do in 2023. And with that thought in mind, I want to take just a few moments this morning to discuss with you some things that we should all seek to do in 2023. And I want to begin by suggesting to us that we all should seek to live a pure life in 2023. You see, it's important to note that the word pure simply means free from contamination. And when we talk about the need to live for a pure life in 2023, we need to be mindful of the fact that we need to seek to live a life that is free from the contamination of sin in 2023. We need to strive to be a people who keep ourselves pure, just as Paul encouraged Timothy to do there in 1 Timothy 5 and verse number 22. Therefore, may we all be mindful of the need to seek to be one who keeps ourselves pure from being polluted with sin in 2023. And may we all strive to live a pure life in 2023. But another thing I suggest to us this morning that we all should seek to do in 2023 is we all should seek to be a light in the world in 2023. Going back to Matthew chapter 5, which Alvin just read for us a few moments ago, we learn that as believers, Jesus encouraged believers to be a light in the world. It's important that as children of God, that we always seek to be a light in the world. You see, as many of us are aware of, we live in a very dark world today. And it's because of that there is even more need for children of God to always seek to let their light so shine before men in the world today. Going back there to Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 16 that Alvin read for us a few moments ago, Jesus' instruction to believers was to let your light so shine before men. Why? That men may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You see, we need to recognize that a godly example, it has the power to influence and encourage others to do the same. That's why it's important that we take heed to that instruction of Jesus. That as children of God, that we let our light so shine before men, that they may see our good works, recognizing that it has the power to encourage them to likewise want to do the same. But understanding that ultimately, when we let our light so shine, it's going to give God the glory. Therefore, may we be mindful of the need to let our light shine in the world in 2023. And may we be mindful of this instruction of the Apostle Paul found there in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 15. And there Paul said, be blameless and harmless children of God, without fault, in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Hold on to that admonition of Paul, and may we all strive to shine as lights in the world in 2023. But I also suggest to us this morning that we all should also seek to exhort one another daily in 2023. It's important to note that word exhort simply means to strongly urge or to encourage. And we need to be mindful of our need to be encouraging one another or to be strongly urging one another to be faithful in 2023. We learned the importance of the need to always seek to exhort one another daily. There in Hebrews chapter 3. Open up your Bibles with me, if you will, there to Hebrews chapter 3. And I want us to know the importance and the necessity of being a people who exhort one another daily. We see beginning there in verse number 12 of Hebrews 3 where Paul gives this warning. He says, "Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God." He goes on to say in verse 13, "But exhort one another daily, while it is called today." That simply means why we have the opportunity. "Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." You see, we need to be mindful of the fact that it is possible. It is possible for one to develop an evil heart of unbelief, and such will result in falling away from God. That is why it is important that we take the time to reach out and to encourage one another daily to keep on keeping on. Lest any of us become hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Lest there be an evil heart of unbelief develop in any of us that results in any of us departing from the living God. Be mindful of that. And may we all strive to encourage one another daily in 2023. But another thing I suggest that we all should seek to do in 2023 is we all should seek to visit our brethren in 2023. You see, as we talked about this morning in our adult Bible class, as children, as Christians, we are children of God. We are a part of God's family. And because we as brethren are a part of God's family, we need to be a people who act like a family. We need to be a people who spend quality time with one another. We need to be a people who take advantage of every opportunity outside these four walls that we have to spend time and to visit with one another. That's important, brethren. It's important that we develop relationships with one another. And the only way that we're going to be able to successfully do that is by spending time with one another. Therefore, I encourage us all to seek to visit with one another in 2023. Take time to spend time with one another outside these four walls in 2023. And let us be mindful of the advantages of doing that. Many of us know the encouragement that comes by visiting with one another. Those of you that go around to visit, I venture to say that you often go to visit someone seeking to be an encouragement to them. But I almost happen to say that you always leave the one who is encouraged. And how true. How true the encouragement that you get when you visit with one another, and how encouraging that can be. And when I think about the need to visit with one another and to check in on one another, I can't help but to think about what the Apostle Paul said there in Acts chapter 15. And there in Acts chapter 15, in the context here, we see where Paul was on one of his preaching journeys. And while Paul was out with Barnabas on a preaching journey, Paul said to Barnabas there in Acts chapter 15, verse 36, "Let us now go back and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how they are doing." Remember that. You see, the Apostle Paul recognized the importance of visiting with his brethren to check in to see how they were doing. And just as he understood the importance of that, may we too understand the importance of that. May we understand the need to stop in and check in and visit with our brethren from time to time as opportunity avails. And may we all seek to spend quality time together in 2023. But I also encourage us to seek to help bear someone's burdens in 2023. You see, as we mentioned at the beginning of this lesson, none of us have any idea what 2023 may have in store for us. But if God allows time to continue, more than likely, some of us are going to bear some hardships in 2023 of some sort or another. And it is because of that we need to be mindful of the need to help one another bear one another's burdens when that load gets too heavy for one to bear. Again, as we've talked about before, this life is not always sunshine and rainbows, is it? Not always sunshine and rainbows. There are some dark times. There are some challenging times. There are some hard times. And it's because of that we need to be mindful of the need to take some time to consider one another and what they go through. We need to be concerned and show our concern for one another and take time for one another to help one another bear their burdens in a time of need. When I think about that, I think about Paul's instruction given there in Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 2. And there Paul simply said, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. I want you to notice what Paul said that was included in fulfilling the law of Christ. Bearing one another's burdens. Remember that. And when you see someone dealing with trying times or struggling to deal with something in 2023, remember that instruction in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 2 and seek to be one who helps, bears another's burden in 2023. But I also suggest to us that we should all seek to be faithful and regular in our attendance in 2023. Wouldn't it be great if we all were faithful and regular in our attendance in 2023? It certainly would, wouldn't it? And we all need to be mindful of the need to seek to be faithful in our attendance in 2023, recognizing the benefits of being faithful in attendance. We have an example of that given for us there in Hebrews chapter 10. Turn there with me back to the book of Hebrews and notice there in Hebrews chapter 10 and in verse 24, the purpose of the need for us to be faithful in attendance can be found here in where Paul gives us instruction, or the Hebrews writer rather gives us instruction, and let us consider one another. Why? In order to stir up love and good works. You see, as children of God, we are given the instruction to consider one another. That means we need to be concerned not only about self, but also about our brethren. We need to take time to consider one another. We need to be a people who are constantly stirring up one another for love and good works. And how can this be accomplished? I want us to notice verse 25. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some. This isn't going to be accomplished by forsaking our assembling together. And it's not going to be accomplished by that. But it's going to be accomplished by faithfully coming together. And when we are a people who are faithful and regular in our attendance, we can achieve the instruction given there in verse number 24. And we will be able to properly stir one another up for love and good works. But another thing we should all seek to do in 2023 is we should all seek to live peaceably with all men in 2023. Again, we live in a world today that there is a lot of unrest. There is a lot of unrest in our society today. A lot of people who are not living peaceably with one another. However, we need to be mindful of the need to always seek to be peaceable with all men. And we learn about the need to do this there in Romans the 12th chapter. Follow me, if you will, in your Bibles there to Romans chapter 12. And here in Romans chapter 12, beginning there in verse number 18, notice this instruction of the inspired Apostle Paul. He said, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. He goes on to say, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not become overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Remember those words of the inspired apostle. Put them into practice. And remember that if it is possible, and that is a big little word found there in verse number 18, the word if. If it is possible. Simply put, Paul saying it may not always be possible. But we need to be doing our part as much as depends on us to make sure that we live peaceably with all men. We need to be mindful of that. And we need to strive to be a people who does as much as depends on us to accomplish living peaceably with all men. But another thing I suggest that we should all seek to do in 2023 is we should all seek to teach the truth to others in 2023. Did you know that this is a much needed characteristic of a servant of the Lord? Did you know that? Did you know that teaching others is a needed quality of the servant of the Lord? We learn about this there in 2 Timothy chapter 2. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles there to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, beginning here in verse number 24, the Apostle Paul writes, "And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all." Now watch it. "Able to teach, patient." And he goes on to tell us why this is important, picking up in verse 25, when he says, "In humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." You see the need to be teaching others there? You certainly do. For as Paul informed, there are many who have been caught in the snare of the devil. And we need to be mindful of the need as servants of the Lord to be teaching others the truth in 2023. That they may know the truth, as Paul says there in verse 25. That they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will, as we see in verse 26. Remember that. And seek to teach others the truth of the gospel in 2023. But another thing we should all be doing and seeking to do in 2023 is we should all seek to do good in 2023. It's important to note that to do good simply implies acting in a way that is upright, acting in a moral way to engage in helping others. And we learn there in Galatians chapter 6 the need to always seek to do good. When the Apostle Paul says there, beginning in verse number 9, "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith." I want us to think about Paul's instruction there in verse 10 for a moment. Paul said, "As we have opportunity, let us do good to all." How often do you have opportunity to do good to someone? Think about that for a moment. I venture to say that we all would recognize that that opportunity avails itself daily, doesn't it? Daily. We always have opportunity to do good. And we need to be mindful of that. And we need to take advantage of every opportunity that we have to do good to all men, but especially to our brothers and sisters in Christ. Remember that, and may we all strive to seek to do good in 2023. But I also suggest to us this morning that we should all seek to do all that we do in 2023 to the glory of God. You see, the scriptures make it very clear that God created us for His glory. We learn about that in Isaiah chapter 43 and in verse 7. And the scriptures also make it very clear that all glory belongs to God. So knowing that God has created us for His glory, knowing that all glory belongs to God, we all need to seek to do all that we do, whatever we do, to the glory of God. We learn about the need to do this there in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse number 31. And there Paul specifically said, "Whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." Remember that, my beloved brethren. And may you seek to do all that you do in 2023 to the glory of God. These are just a few things that we all should seek to do in 2023. Therefore, may we all take these things to heart, and may we put them into practice this new year. Maybe there is one here this morning who has not yet submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will. We encourage you to take the opportunity to become a Christian this new year. For you have heard the Word of God. And if you believe with all your heart that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the one true living God, you can make a change in your life. You can repent of your sins, and you can confess Jesus Christ before men, and you can be baptized this very hour for the remission of your sins. And you too can have that hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. And may we all always remember that the buck doesn't stop at baptism, but rather we must continue to remain faithful unto death. For as Jesus promised in the latter part of Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10, be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Maybe there is one here this morning who has already submitted themselves in obedience to the Lord and His will, but you've not been faithful. Maybe you've strayed from that straight and narrow path that leads to life. You're encouraged to repent of your sins, confess them to God, and ask Him for His forgiveness, and to get back on that straight and narrow path that leads to life this very hour. And if you'd like to list of the prayers of the saints here on your behalf, we'd be more than willing to pray with or for you. So if there would be one here this morning who'd be subject to the Lord's gracious invitation, whatever that need may be, won't you let that need be made known now while we stand and sing the song, Max is Selected.